We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello, Refine viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For uplifting programming, please join us in Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 93 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siet Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basakam Bafut. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blondel Sat. And in Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Acerna.
In Brazil, in Sao Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. And in Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV.
In Colombia, in Guarenda Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarenda TV. In Guachetá, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Guachetá TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableva TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor, in Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabórica, Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Encantiva, Upaseta, Boyaca Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company. In Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria, Nanueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Encantiva, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achí Bolívar, Channel 29 on Achí TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal, and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora, and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. and in Puerto Jimenez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tereo El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 analog system and Channel 288 digital system on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Hotel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cable Visión Yamasá. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cable Visión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 3 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guoshong Cable TV. And in Bozu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyuan Cable TV. And in Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Alte Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Elhat Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukhbatar Zeleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Elha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzorg and Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Samburt Company. And in Senchan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg, on Vinamtel. And in Hamburg, on Villitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the world's first gathering of eco-citizen writers is to be held in Russia. In science news, an Argentinian astronomer encourages women to join the field. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, April 13th, is the birthday of eminent Hollywood composer and conductor, Mr. Bill Conti, born in Providence, Rhode Island, United States in 1942. An Oscar and five-time Emmy-winning composer, Mr. Conti has created musical scores for over 120 feature films and television projects, such as Rocky, The Right Stuff, and The Karate Kid. In addition, he has served as music director for the Academy Awards 19 times. Mr. Conti has also sold over 8 million albums and was honored with a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame for his abundance of contributions to the entertainment industry. For the 1998 benefit concert, One World of Peace Through Music, at the Shrine Auditorium in Los Angeles, USA, organized by the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association, Mr. Conti arranged and accompanied on the piano Supreme Master Qinghai's song entitled, I Will Forever Love You. In addition, Mr. Conti has beautifully set some of Supreme Master Qinghai's exquisite poems into music, namely, Praised Be the Providence.
Praised be the Providence, thanks to earth and heavens, to invisible, invisible beings.
It's not easy to go. When you said you love me.
When you said you love me, all sorrow goes away.
And please wake up. Our warmest gratitude, Mr. Bill Conti, for sharing your exceptional talents and bringing joy to people around the world. We sincerely wish you a very blessed and wondrous birthday.
Supreme Master Qinghai again conveys her love and heartfelt prayers for Mr. Bill Conti's all-around good luck and happiness.
Lion News. Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from Nepal. As the country came under the grip of extreme cold for weeks, beginning in early January, around 42 people succumbed to the severe weather. Upon hearing of the fatal conditions, Supreme Master Qinghai expressed her deep sorrow and prayers as she donated approximately $4,000 for our association members to bring urgent necessities to the most vulnerable.
After consulting with the local Red Cross Society, our Nepalese association members found that one of the affected areas, Sunseri District in the southeastern Nepal, had 235 homeless families who had been taking refuge in a tent-like shelter since being displaced 2 years earlier by flooding from the Koshi River. Each family of 5 to 12 people, including children, did not have a bed, let alone adequate blankets and clothing. Upon learning of the families' situations, Supreme Master Qinghai on April 12th donated $10,000 more in aid for this with all her love. The total $14,000 donation could purchase $553,000 in emergency items if obtained in the United States based on Nepal's cost of living. In early February, after having assessed the situation, our association's relief team went to the affected area.
Namaskar, aile hami Nepal ko purvi bhag Sunseri jilla ko Haripur gavi sam bata bolireheka chhau. Bigat kehi sata dekhi es gavi sama nikai chiso badeko paiyeko chha ra jasle garda yaha ka sukumbasi harule shasti beernu pareko chha. Yesto awastha ma Param Guru Qing aile jun yaha ka sukumbasi harulai jado bata bachnako lagi.
Assisted by local social worker Mr. Mohan Mandal, local police and volunteers, our association members distributed warm blankets and mattresses to all 235 families in need.
यति सहयोग हामीलाई गरिदिएकोमा म उलाई सादर धन्यवाद दिन चाहन्छु।
परम गुरु चिन्हलाई धन्यवाद। गुरु चिन्हलाई धन्यवाद।
द सुप्रीम मास्टर टेलिभिजन सुनसरी नेपाल।
The Haripur VDC unit of the Society for Preservation of Shelters and Habitations in Nepal, or SPASH Nepal, later sent Supreme Master Qinghai a letter of appreciation. The following is an excerpt.
Dear Supreme Master Ching Hai, the poor and needy people of Sansari District, who even didn't have enough cloth to cover themselves during this cold, received the blankets and mattresses from you. This will give them warmth in this chilling winter. We are very thankful to you for your love and generosity. Treasurer Haripur VDC Unit, SBOSH Nepal, Mr. Naresh Mukhiya.
We appreciate the assistance of Mr. Mohan Mandal, local police and volunteers. Our sincere gratefulness also for Supreme Master Ching Hai's unconditional support and for the selfless endeavors of our association's relief team. May heaven bless the Nepalese people with resiliency and warmth as humanity strives to restore the equilibrium of the ecosphere through our kinder lifestyles.
Nuclear crisis continues in Japan. More than a month after the initial devastating 9.0 magnitude quake and tsunami caused extensive destruction in the northeast, another major aftershock measuring 6.3 on the Richter scale struck on Tuesday morning, April 12th. The tremor occurred just hours after a magnitude 6.6 aftershock triggered landslides on Monday, claiming at least six lives. The latest quake was centered in Chiba Prefecture, neighboring the troubled Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant. A fire that broke out there minutes later was reportedly extinguished as Tokyo Electric Power Company, or TEPCO, ordered hundreds of workers and engineers at both the Fukushima Daiichi and Daini nuclear plants to evacuate.
Earlier in the day, Japan's Nuclear and Industrial Safety Agency, or NISA, had increased the accident rating at the troubled plant to the worst level of 7, the same as that of the Chernobyl nuclear disaster in 1986. As Japan and TEPCO have come under much criticism for their handling of the nuclear crisis, both plant and government officials issued apologies to members of the global community, as well as to all residents of Fukushima Prefecture, saying that they would strive to provide accurate information more swiftly. Meanwhile, many of those who have had to evacuate from the 20-kilometer radius around the facility face an uncertain future, as none know whether they will ever be able to return to their homes. As the company continued to assess the exact quantities of radiation released, a TEPCO official stated, "The radiation leak has not stopped completely, and our concern is that it could eventually exceed Chernobyl." However, Japan's Nuclear Safety Commission has also found that a large amount of the total radiation was released on March 15th and 16th, with quantities that have diminished considerably since then. Prime Minister Naoto Kan said, "The situation at the Fukushima Daiichi plant is slowly stabilizing, step by step, and the emission of radioactive substances is on a declining trend."
Workers trying to restore the cooling systems at the plant have not been able to make progress over the past few days. To prevent a hydrogen explosion at reactor number 1, workers were injecting nitrogen into the containment vessel. However, as its internal pressure has hardly risen, TEPCO said there may be a gas leak there, although radiation levels around the area have not changed.
On Tuesday evening, plant personnel began transferring contaminated wastewater that is filling a tunnel outside reactor number 2 into a secured storage area inside the reactor's turbine building. Meanwhile, Japan's Economics Minister Kaoru Yoshino warned on Tuesday that the damage costs from March 11's earthquake and tsunami may be even worse than initially projected due to resulting power shortages that are hindering factory production. With direct damages estimated at about $300 billion, the disaster is the world's most costly, with over 13,200 confirmed fatalities and more than 14,500 people still listed as missing.
A sharp rise in these figures is also expected due to so many in coastal communities who remain unaccounted for.
Our appreciation, Japanese and international governments, nuclear officials and personnel striving to restore stability in Japan. Our prayers for the safety of the cherished Japanese people and worldwide community as humanity strives for kinder stewardship of the environment and all her inhabitants.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Citizens speak out as calls continue across the world for governments to respect basic human dignities and allow truly representative governments that work for the benefit of all citizens. People gather in countries that include Bahrain, Belarus, Egypt, Ivory Coast or Cote d'Ivoire, Libya, Pakistan, Uganda, Syria, Swaziland, and Yemen. Zeynep Akawaja, daughter of prominent activist and former president of the Bahrain Center for Human Rights, Abdulhadi Akawaja, started a hunger strike Monday evening to call for the immediate release of her father, husband, brother-in-law, and uncle.
She announced her hunger strike on her website in a letter to U.S. President Barack Obama, explaining that she chose him because she no longer had any faith in her own government's concern for citizens' rights or lives. Meanwhile, the UK-based Bahrain Freedom Movement spoke out against support by the US and the UK for the participation of Saudi Arabian troops in the repression of Bahraini citizens, stating that these governments should now also be held accountable for the crimes against humanity and other violations of human rights being inflicted on the citizens of Bahrain.
Following an explosive subway blast Monday in the capital city of Minsk, Belarus, where 12 people died and at least 200 were injured, the government immediately arrested dozens of activists and others who had been speaking up for greater democratic freedoms, with some who are still detained.
A new UN report has concluded that the Palestinian Authority in the West Bank is ready to rule as an independent state, emphasizing at the same time the importance of reunification with the Palestinian Hamas group in Gaza and achieving peace with Israel for continued progress.
In Egypt, where the caretaker military government has recently been criticized for not supporting the progress to an openly democratic society, a lawyer for Egyptian Michael Nabil reports that his client was tried in a near-secret court setting on a charge of insulting the military, where he was sentenced to 3 years in prison.
According to UK-based War Resisters International, the arrest and sentencing of the 25-year-old peace activist and online journalist Mr. Nabil violate his right to freedom of expression as protected by the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights, to which Egypt is a party.
Meanwhile, former Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak was admitted to a hospital in Sharm el-Sheikh, Egypt, on Tuesday after feeling unwell and is reported to be in stable condition. With questioning of Mr. Mubarak and his two sons continuing, other former high-ranking officials have also been detained on charges of abuse of power, including former Prime Minister Ahmed Nazif, as well as the former Chief of Staff and Ministers of Tourism and Housing.
One youth was killed in Syria as around 500 Damascus University students held their first ever rally Monday to protest recent deaths and to call for more political freedom. Meanwhile, the Damascus Declaration Group, which has been calling for a democratic system in the country since 2005, estimates that 200 people have lost their lives thus far to the violent suppression of protests, and they called for the support of the Arab League to impose sanctions on the Syrian regime in an effort to bring positive change.
Since Sunday, Syrian security forces have surrounded and locked down the port city of Baniyas, blocking roads with tanks and cutting most power and telephone lines, with residents reporting 13 killed, dozens injured, and many in the city now lacking food and medicine. Troops also stormed the nearby town of Beida, where one resident stated that bullets were falling like rain. Human Rights Watch also said that government forces in several cities blocked both the wounded and ambulances from getting to hospitals, leaving doctors to treat patients in private homes or mosques in Dara, Harasta, and Douma.
On Tuesday, amidst the recent surrender of former President Laurent Gbagbo, the French government announced a €400 million aid package to Cote d'Ivoire, or Ivory Coast, to help provide emergency supplies, public services, and economic support toward the country's reconstruction.
President Ouattara also called for all parties to lay down their arms, as he urged his supporters to refrain from retaliation and pledged to create a Truth and Reconciliation Commission.
In Uganda, three minority party leaders were arrested by security forces after they called for a walk to work day in protest of rising fuel prices, with police informing them that the walk was illegal. Police in Swaziland arrested at least 13 people who had planned to call for reforms in commemoration of the 38th anniversary of a ban on political parties.
In Pakistan, the New York Times reports that officials are demanding a reduction in the number of U.S. Central Intelligence Agency, or CIA, and other special forces personnel carrying out operations in Pakistan, and for an end to unmanned plane attacks in northwest Pakistan. As Italy's pledge giving thousands of newly arrived African migrants permission to travel freely throughout the European Union was announced, other European nations have expressed strong concern and some plans to reinstate border control.
In Libya, the Interim Transitional National Council rejected the African Union's peace proposal, saying that it did not include the resignation of Colonel Muammar Gaddafi and his regime. Meanwhile, French Foreign Minister Alain Juppé has added his country's voice to concerns being expressed that the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, or NATO, is not doing enough to halt attacks by government forces using heavy weapons on the innocent citizens of Misrata.
On Wednesday, international leaders comprising a Libya contact group are meeting in Doha, Qatar, to discuss a diplomatic approach to resolving the Libyan conflict. Attending the meeting are recently defected Libyan Foreign Minister Moussa Koussa and the UN Special Envoy to Libya, Abdel Elah Al-Khatib. Other participants include UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, as well as representatives from the Libyan Interim Transitional National Council, Qatar, Turkey, United States, European Union, North Atlantic Treaty Organization or NATO, the Arab League, and the African Union.
Meanwhile, a ship has been sent by the International Organization for Migration, or IOM, from Italy to Misrata to evacuate migrants stranded in the besieged town, while also delivering food, water, blankets, and medical supplies. About 7,000 migrant workers, many from sub-Saharan Africa and Asia, will eventually all be brought to Egypt. As reported by Press TV, concerns have been raised that munitions initially dropped by the UN-sanctioned coalition forces to protect the Libyan people contain depleted uranium, which can pose serious and long-term health hazards. However, NATO coalition representatives have stated that depleted uranium has not been used. Meanwhile, the costliness of war for the U.S. and Libya is proving to be much higher than previously understood. According to an article in Forbes magazine online by U.S.-based Lexington Institute official Lauren Thompson, Mr. Thompson pointed out that the real taxpayer cost of maintaining a constant state of U.S. military readiness is about $2 billion per day, which is truly unaffordable given that the nation currently borrows $4 billion daily just to keep the budget afloat.
With sympathies for the loss of precious lives, we are heartened by the emerging peace in some conflicted regions as we pray for the day when all turmoil is ended and people in every nation live together in safety, harmony, and freedom.
In sorrowful response to these unfortunate world events, Supreme Master Ching Hai lovingly reminds, "If the road is wrong, the more we walk on it, the more we go wrong. Any leaders who committed harm to others should stop at once. Sincerely repent to God, and act to redeem their mistaken deeds. Then they will be pardoned, even if humans can't forgive. Heaven will."
Docking marks 50th anniversary of first space trip. Days after a Russian Soyuz making a commemorative journey docked at the International Space Station, hundreds of cities and regions across the globe on April 12th celebrated the half-century anniversary of humans' travel to space. It was on this date that Russian cosmonaut Yuri Gagarin completed a 108-minute journey into orbit around the planet. As the world's first human to witness our home planet from space, the 27-year-old said at the time, "I marveled at the beauty of our planet. People of the world, let us safeguard and enhance this beauty, not destroy it." Our hats off, cosmonaut Gagarin, Russia, and all countries that have been inspired towards space exploration as we join in celebration of this historic achievement of humankind. May our fascinating travels in space continue to deepen our understanding of the universe while treasuring the blessed blue planet we call home.
Save our planet. Investment growing in green energy worldwide. According to a recent report by the World Economic Forum, or WEF, global investment in clean energy projects increased by 30% in 2010 compared to the previous year. As much as $243 billion US was invested in alternative energy sources over the course of 2010, a significant rise from the $186 billion US of 2009.
The WEF also foresees further strong growth in the coming years, especially as sustainable energy sources reach a level of market appeal that they continue to grow without the need for support from government subsidies. This has already happened in areas such as geothermal and wind energy, with others expected to join soon. Our appreciation, World Economic Forum, for this encouraging report on the rising role of clean energy sources. As we seek to swiftly restore the balance of the ecosphere, let us adopt more and more of these and other such planet-saving solutions.
Save Our Planet. A new report by the World Wildlife Fund, or WWF, highlights the vast amounts of methane emitted, as well as the water required to produce some 5.3 million and 34 million tons of food wasted each year in the UK and US respectively, as it recommends practices for more frugal food use.
Save Our Planet. Canadian researchers in the Arctic find residues of nanoparticles now used in many manufactured products, which the scientists say may cause irreparable damage to soil systems and the environment as they destroy the beneficial microbes that help fix nitrogen to plants.
The Squirrel, one of the stars of Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international bestseller, The Noble Wilds. My scrumptious vegan diet of kindness contains no animal products. Today I have a tip about a nutritious veggie, sugar snap peas. Their fiber content helps lower cholesterol and reduces the risk of heart disease. Containing as much vitamin C per weight as an orange, these support your immune system in overcoming infection and encourage wound healing. As a source of carotenoids, they may assist in protecting against certain cancer types. You can eat them raw, add to a stir fry, or enjoy as a side dish. Thank you for being veg and going green to save the planet. And thank you for tuning in. Now the worldwide weather.
Environmental news. The world's first gathering of eco-citizen writers is to be held in Russia. Eco-Bloggy will take place in Moscow on April 18 and April 19, 2011. It will bring together eco-bloggers and professional journalists so that they may share their understanding of urgent concerns. This innovative project will explore environmental solutions to vital issues that have been presented in both Russian and English blogospheres. It is sponsored by the Russian International News Agency, RIA Novosti, the Ford Foundation, International Fellowships Program in Russia, WWF Russia, the Russian Association of Environmental Journalists, and the Russian branch of the International Association of Business Communicators. Kudos all sponsors and participants of EcoBloggy. May it help humanity realise the essential path to saving our planet, starting with the low emissions vegan diet.
Up next on Noteworthy News, an Argentinian astronomer describes efforts to increase the presence of women scientists in the field. We'll go visit the flowers and we'll come back quick. More brightening news when we return here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News. beneficial news for a nurturing world. In science news, an Argentinian astronomer encourages women to join the field. Dr. Gloria Dobner, director of the Institute of Astronomy and Space Physics at the University of Buenos Aires, is a member of the Women in Astronomy Working Group of the International Astronomical Union. In an interview with the Interpress Service News Agency, Dr. Dobner described the working group's efforts to increase visibility of women astronomers. She furthermore stated that the organisation was also founded to assist women in gaining equality as research astronomers and to help encourage girls and women to study science. Our thankfulness, Dr. Gloria Dobner, for your contributions and that of the Women in Astronomy Working Group in making the study of celestial objects more accessible to all. May the wondrous universe continue to inspire humanity to the infinite possibilities of our blessed existence.
And now for some laughter with a joke told in Arabic entitled Expensive Extraction.
أخبر طبيب الأسنان والدا المريض أن تكلفة استخراج الضرس 1500 دولار فسأل الوالد لماذا أنت في العادة تحسب 300 دولار للاضطلاع الواحد فقال له الطبيب لأن الطريقة التي بكى فيها الطفل اليوم أربع من المرضى كانوا في قاعة الانتظار هربوا من الخوف.
And now for our viewers' heartlines on From the Sacred Text of the Great Universal White Brotherhood, Four Rules, which is featured on Between Master and Disciples. This program can also be accessed in our online archives.
Inspiring and peaceful.
I have 11 books of Omram Michael Ivanov, disciple of Master Ben Sedunu, founder of the Universal White Brotherhood. Great books.
Spiritual viewers, thanks so much for your positive comments. As you know, Master Ben Sedunu and the Great Universal White Brotherhood imparted timeless spiritual truths of love for all of God's magnificent creation. May their universal message be carried out on a peaceful and life-respecting planet. With our best wishes and love.
Do you have a heartline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. It's been a pleasure to have your company on Noteworthy News.
May wisdom and compassion be your gifts from the divine.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
India's Prime Minister Manmohan Singh departs for China for meetings with Premier Wen Jiabao that plan to focus on trade as well as a summit of leaders from China, India, Brazil, Russia and South Africa.
In the city of Tauranga, New Zealand, the city's top lawyer Rachel Adams partners with the Society for Prevention of Cruelty to Animals as she forms a volunteer legal team to work free of charge in helping better protect animal rights.
For their outstanding work in furthering nuclear non-proliferation, Nepal honours two Japanese city leaders, Mayor Tadatoshi Akiba of Hiroshima and Mayor Tomohisa Tao of Nagasaki, to receive the nation's first Gautama Buddha International Peace Award.
In France, Kenyan runner Benjamin Kiptoo wins the men's Paris Marathon, with fellow Kenyan Bernard Kipyego coming in second, and Kenyan women athletes Priska Jeptu and Agnes Kiprop cross the finish line first and second in the women's race, respectively.
Pakistan's President Asif Ali Zardari is warmly welcomed by Turkish officials upon his arrival in the capital city of Ankara for a four-day visit to meet with President Abdullah Gul to strengthen bilateral relations between the two countries.
Delegates from Singapore's Red Cross present Kuwaiti representatives with a certificate of recognition for the nation's steadfast support of humanitarian endeavors and for her assistance with Singapore Red Cross activities in disaster-afflicted regions around the world.
Engineering students at Brigham Young University in Utah, USA, develop a tablet-sized computer whose mouse cursor completely follows eye movements with mouse clicks that occur in response to blinks, designed to assist the disabled at an affordable cost of less than $2,000.
The Chapel Hill News in North Carolina, USA, describes three prominent vegans, including Triangle Vegetarian Society President Dilip Barman, who says that veganism is a lifestyle of delicious foods, not deprivation, noting that he has cooked dinner for his family almost every day for 3 years without repeating a dish.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/nwn.